Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let us talk to Rato. Good evening, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. The listeners of Radio Pulpit, Jigelele. Listening in and sharing nuggets of the important topics for tonight's discussion regarding self-will. And not forgetting the equal contributors to the Lord's word.
Amen.
Amen. While self-will is a natural human inclination, Pastor Ray, the Bible constantly calls for its surrender in favor of God's will. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, believers can overcome self-will and live lives that are pleasing to God.
Yeah.
Believers are also encouraged to examine their hearts for self-will and to seek God's guidance in all aspects of life. Prayer, meditation on scripture, and fellowship with other believers are essential practices for overcoming self-will. Just like tonight, Pastor Ray, we are all streaming in and listening in tonight. We are all sharing verses on this discourse, Pastor Ray, and that is pleasing to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 4 warns us against worldliness. In verse 7 to 8, it offers practical advice, Pastor A. It says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So why, I ask myself, should we seek advice from palm readers and everyone else in the world that are going to tell us stories from unvalidating and unsolicited advice? And unrecognized substances, where we have the book of wisdom, the book of knowledge that we can drink from the well to guide us, Pastor Ray. The Apostle Paul warns us against self-will. In his letters, in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, he writes about life in the Spirit. In verse 7 to 8, he tells us that the mind of the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the flesh cannot please God. Here, self-will is equated to living according to the flesh, which is in opposition to living by the Spirit. So the four key characteristics for the tonight's discussion is self-centeredness, worldly desires, hostility to God, and spiritual death. But I want to look into worldly desires, where it's a preoccupation with materialism, sensual pleasures, and earthly pursuits, especially now in South Africa's political climate, where you get these politicians, Pastor Ray, that are in higher powers or that have friends with criminals and they just do what they please. And I usually call them kleptocratic leaders because they're living an untruth lifestyle. And they now attract us young girls that are young. We just finished graduating. Maybe we didn't even go to school. And they want to give us this fake Instagram life, Pastor Ray. And they want to promise us expensive gifts, and they want to take us to expensive global places, you know, all in the name of living an untruthful life. And this not only hampers an individual, it also hampers the money in the state, because now all these kleptocratic leaders have to go through a process of investigations, like you see it on breaking news that there's now commissions, you know. So this fake life that we're chasing of social media, it ends up leading us into self-destruction and tonight's topic of self-will, because from the beginning it's untruthful. So any money that is made from an untruthful foundation, it won't last, and it won't bring you joy. And it's not gonna end, because you never feel like you have enough. So money that is made from truth, money that is earned, it provides generational wealth. However, money that is made from corruption or graft, Pastor Ray, ends in destruction. And therefore, if you do not ask your father for wisdom and you're just looking at materialistic things, having an Instagram as an inspiration on where you should be today, Pastor Ulimele.
Yeah.
Ulimele, Mara, shows like yours, like this, that's where we'll find the healing, Pastor Ray. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rato. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you very much for making time. I know you are busy, but I appreciate the time you give us.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. And of course, I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene. We are touching base on the issue of self-will, what it is all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this. I mean, quite a lot of people are saying quite a lot with regards to this. And I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. What is self-will? Have you ever had a moment where this has occurred in your life? I have. Let me not ask you a question about things that, you know, so that I stand a bit hypocritical. No, I have. All right. Apostle, I'm looking also at Daniel chapter 11 verse 36, it says, "The king, then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak blasphemies against the Yahuwah, who is above all gods." And it says, "And shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done." And here we see there is that aspect. Self-will is a form of self-exaltation. And it is also a form of self-magnification. It is a form of blasphemy against the Father. And I'm afraid of saying against the Holy Spirit. It's a response of rebellion. And it says then wrath will be accomplished against us if we continue like that. What say you?
Hey, Joe, correctly put, very profound. And also to add to that, in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 and 4, you know, the folly of Satan is also attributed to self-will, because Satan, he exalted himself above God. You see, there's a danger. Your self-will. So, and then, or I will ascend to the heavens. I will rise my throne above the stars of God. I will make myself like the Most High God. So you put yourself on a pedestal. And people who are self-will, the disadvantage and the sad thing about them, God, is they are the ones that put themselves on a pedestal. There are situations and scenarios where certain individuals, because of how you flow in the gift of the Spirit, and because of your talent and your influence, people can be the one who will somehow volunteer to, like, you know, put you on the pedestal. But oftentimes than not, people who are self-will, people are not who put themselves on the pedestal. By Pianeta.
By Pia Mustaging Sako Super Stadium. Just hold on a bit for me. Let us talk to the honorable member. I know the court case is not nice, but I saw your faces today on TV. I'm so sorry, man. But you know, let us continue to pray that the Father may exert His grace, His special grace. Welcome, Honorable Member Order. Hey, the court case. Hey.
So, the court case shows that in Sangamarena, self-will sometimes will lead you into problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a road of no return sometimes.
Yeah.
Good evening, Chair. The servants of the Lord and yourself, Murutire, and the listeners across the country.
Amen.
We are blessed and growing.
Welcome.
We are listening and changing and groaning with the Lord.
We are learning together, man. We are learning together.
Amen. But I remember in a self-will. Self-will is not for I define it as self-idolatry.
Yeah.
Self-gratification. Where you don't see God, you see yourself, you hear yourself, you analyze everything from yourself. You are a center of everything, if I may put it that way.
Yes.
For an example, I want to go to the scripture. Now, scripture defines clearly what is the self will. Okay, tell you, Paul, he even says, they will even go around hitting preachers, getting preachers to preach in the itching of their ears, to feed their self-will, to gratify themselves that I'm in the right path. I wonder about all about the protocol, where Christ's life, he never had a protocol. But now we have got so much protocols because we have imposed our self-will on the work of the Lord. This scripture, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of self, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Without natural affection and truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fears, despisers of those that are good and traitors, high-minded and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Yeah.
And then when you see these characters, now when I look at these characters, I see a self-will that we can conjunct together with self-centeredness. Meaning when you are in that Mtangamrena, today they've replaced the gospel of Christ with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is why I even told my wife one day, Germoyana, I took a conscious decision that I'm no longer paying for any event that is called a gospel event that I'm going to pay for.
Hey,
Oscar,
it's Chosha Munna, when you come into government and then you go on and say no more events. Hey, you know, Oscar, it's Chosha Munna. Let this pertain to your house alone. I hear you.
No, I was just saying to that, Mr. Governor, why are we paying? Why in the scriptures? Why don't you call us and say, come, let us worship together?
Yes.
And then when we are done, We dig deeper into everything that we have to support you.
Free will. Yes.
Don't put price tag on the word of God. Don't do that.
So I've
seen that we have imposed our will and our selfishness upon what God has led us to. So it becomes also an idolatry, Mchangamren. You worship yourself. You sit on the throne where Christ sits, and then you become somebody who must be worshipped. And go back to the Lord. I've been searching myself. I got bad in Mchangamrene. Now I'm talking about myself. You ask that, is there where you have seen yourself doing yourself? I've done that.
Mm.
And the results were not pleasant. The results were not pleasant. And they some took years to recover.
Mm.
God forgave, but the results of them took years to recover. So let us repent and mamukhotho wa rutusha to work ourselves out so that the self-centeredness and self-will is being defeated in Jesus' name.
Mm. I hear you. Well, honorable man. Hey, blessings to you, sir, and may the Father do you good. And I wish you well. I wish you well.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, we take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on this. The issue here is the issue of self-will. What it is even all about. We are looking into that. What it is even all about. That is what we are looking into. All right, Apostle, we interjected there, but the honorable member had to talk, so we had a point of order. What say you then?
Yeah, remember, I highlight that our course, Lucifer himself, again, and the Arilian born, so we still have people with that kind of attitude. And I also highlighted that, you know, those who are self-willed, unfortunately, that the ones who put themselves in the pedestal, they don't allow people to do that. By Pahamisabanada, an untouchable, you know, uncontrollable, ungovernable, you know, so they somehow have their own set of rules that they've created somehow that govern themselves. And unfortunately, when you come into the circle of those kind of individuals, the same set of rules that govern them, they will impose it on you so that you're also governed by the same set of rules. So when you oppose that, somehow you become the number one enemy of the state, because for a while and for a certain season, you know, that which they've organized, their own set of rules, their regulations, you know, that they've organized, it works for them. And they think it's still okay. Because, you know, now, whatever that the path that you've chosen, it seems like somehow it is working, but ultimately, who's boss? You know, I love God. God has a way and he has a tendency. You wonder who's the boss here? For somebody to be persistent, unfortunately, and to continue to choose what is contrary to the will of God. And anyone who self-willed, definitely, it will have back to the, and for me, is a key word. Self-will people, but choose and by intention, and like unto the blindness of the chooser. So, more than not, I'll talk about who choose what is contrary to the, and overcome, you'll be a record for a season, you know, and at the end, more than without reducer to size. But then, I love the word of God from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 42. Marana Jesu. You see, and that's the thing, because the will of God is oftentimes than not, it's not a will that you get excited or you jump over, you know. It is not it's always contrary to what we desire and to what we will. So, but then we need to allow the will of God to override our will, because it is always, always for our good. It might not make sense at that time, but then ultimately it is working for our good. So like as I say, just when he was confronted with the greatest test ever of his life, but then he had to surrender completely to the will of God. Arbona, nonetheless, not my will, but your will be done. Kuru abona ulatile tawela, ulatile toto, kuru wa surrender everything to the perfect will of God to prevail. And unfortunately, people who are self-will, they will not surrender, because there's a certain part of them that still want to be in control. You know, when they lose control to the will of God, then they lose themselves. No. When you lose control to the will of God, you will not lose yourself. You will actually find yourself in Christ.
Mm.
and you will walk in power and in his glory. And you will experience his full stature and measure. But when you start, will you deprive yourself of coming to a point where you know Christ fully matured in you? Born the full stature of God cannot be evidenced and visible more from the house. So when people look at you, they can't ababoni Jesus. Morana Jesus or Helen Bona Tari Fedi. So people who are self-willed, we see them. We see the will, we see the desires, we see the passion, but we don't see the will of God. I am consumed by the zeal and the passion of the house of God. So when you are controlled and governed by the will of God, you know the zeal and the passion has everything to do with God and everything to do with what God desires for you, for his glory and for his namesake.
Absolutely.
Then we need to check 10:1 and find out, where is Pastor Makamo? Missing in action.
He's around.
Just that we... 10 minutes. I'm like, no.
It was more than 10 minutes. It's
gone long past 10 minutes.
Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. And let's listen also to Malita Tsi. Malita Tsi is also our guest. Tati. And of course, she has sent a WhatsApp also there. And I really appreciate. Greetings to you, Tati. And I trust you are well. Thank you so much.
Good evening, beloved listeners. My name is Malita Tsi. Tonight we're diving into a topic that touches every heart. Self-will. It's that inner drive, that voice that says, I want what I want, and I'll get it my way. But what happens when our will clashes with God's will? Self-will is powerful. It's rooted in our desires, our fears, our need for control. It pushes us to chase things, success, relationships, recognition, thinking they'll satisfy us. But often we end up exhausted, disappointed, and spiritually dry. Why? Because self-will leads us away from surrender.
Yeah.
It leads us away from peace.
Mm.
God's will, on the other hand, is gentle. It doesn't force. It invites. It whispers, trust me. It leads us through valleys. Yes. But always toward purpose. The problem is, self-will doesn't like valleys. It wants shortcuts. It wants comfort. It wants control. But here's the truth. Surrender is not weakness. It's wisdom. When we lay down our self-will, we make room for God to move. We stop striving and start trusting. We stop forcing and start flowing. And in that surrender, we find peace that surpasses understanding. Some of you listening tonight are in a season of frustration. You've tried everything. You've prayed. You've planned. You've pushed. But nothing is shifting. Could it be that God is asking you to release your self-will, to let go of your plan so he can reveal his? I've been there. I've cried those tears. I've asked those questions. And I've learned that when I surrender, God shows up. Not always how I expect, always with love, with wisdom, and with divine timing. So tonight, I encourage you to take a moment, reflect. Are you holding on to something God is asking you to release? Are you chasing a path He never designed for you? Are you tired because you're carrying a burden He never gave you? Let go. Not because you're giving up, but because you're growing up.
Yeah.
Surrender your self-will. And watch how God unfolds beauty from ashes.
Yeah.
Order from chaos and purpose from pain. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. And you are not too far gone. God's will is waiting, and it's better than anything you could ever imagine. Thank you for listening. May this message stir something deep within you. May it lead you to peace, to clarity, and to divine alignment. Until next time, stay encouraged, stay surrendered, and stay anchored in God's love.
Sure. Thank you so much, Malitza T. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good at all times.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. Peggy, welcome.
Hello, Peggy. It's me, Dumsan. Greetings, everybody.
Oh, it says Peggy here. All right, Dumsan. Yes.
Welcome. Pastor, self-will. You know, Pastor, today's topic is quite sensitive and critical indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-will, Pastor, it's basically a fallen nature, you know. It's what happened after Adam and Eve sinned. At first, they had the communion with God, and they were relationally connected with God. So it was a natural thing to live under the authority of God. So they needed God's authority. God needed their obedience. They asked God. God answered them. But now sin came. They were now cut out of that. Then it was the matter of umayibonela. Everybody must see for themselves. That is why self-will is so strong. Because sometimes if you ask someone to stop doing this, they will ask you a question, what must I do? Because self-will is quite a lost soul, a fallen state, you know, a state of having to survive by yourself outside of God. So self-will is basically that. And thank God, good God didn't leave us like that. He has sent us the Lord Jesus, using our will again to receive Him. Because when we fell by will because Adam and Eve chose. But now God wants us to use the will again to come back to Him.
Sure.
Now, then, whereby people continue to live nevertheless without responding to Jesus, which is now a dangerous thing. Because in the past God accepted people to do that, to follow their will. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says, Mudumusha, go where your heart sends you. Follow your will. But know that at the end of it all I will judge you. Basically, know that you are accountable.
Yeah.
So And also there's a scripture that says, in the past God allowed people to live like that, but now he calls everybody to repent. So now Christ Jesus, the means of salvation, has been made available. So we need to use our self-will, our will, again to accept Christ, and use our will again to walk with him. Use our will again to finish the walk. A little bit on self-will on its own, Pastor. Self-will on its own, it's destructive.
Yeah.
It is fallen. And self-will is actually a deception from the devil.
Sure.
Because not only that human beings fail and completely fail out of some form of authority, there's a hidden authority that is actually the authority of the devil. Mind you, the devil likes to hide. He doesn't say to you, I'm in charge. He will say to you, you are in charge. You know, you remember that song, it's my life.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you are in charge. Can't he is the one in charge. So the self-will, the strong edge of it, it's the support of the cohorts of darkness that support self-exaltation, rising above the stars of God, you know, back to Isaiah 14 and all that, blah, 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 blah. And most importantly, self-will, it's a rebel against God.
It's rebellion.
Why it is a rebel against God? Because it is already founded in the principles of the devil. So now it is literally afraid of the principles of God out of fear. And then also out of, hey, I've gone so far this side, I can't live my life and start all over again. So I do encourage people and everybody, Bazalani, to let go of our self-will, to surrender it. It's a process. You need to fast, you need to go to church, you need to be teachable, you need to be humbled, basically, to sum it up, so that then you can allow Christ and then allow God to rule you. Finally, Pastor Ray, another thing that is going to help you overcome self-will: accept the love of God. Understand that God loves you, because it is the love, it is the perfect love of God that drives away fear. And then once that fear is driven away, then you are free to go to God. So the first step is to actually allow the love of God, which is of course allowing Christ Jesus, because so God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, that whosoever that believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved you. So believe that and allow that. Then it will break that fear and then set you free from self-will, and then you go back to God's authority. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. God bless you, everybody, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
The Gauteng Department of Social Development has officially opened its request for proposals from the NPO sector for funding in the 2026-2027 financial year. All proposals must align with the Department of Social Development's mandate. Interested NPOs are required to apply online using the link provided in the advert. If you experience any challenges with the online application process, you may send an email to npoapplications.socdev, that's SOCDEV, at gauteng.gov.za. Applications opened on 22 August and will close on the 15th of October 2025. Please note, late submissions and hand-delivered proposals will not be considered. The message is brought to you by the Gauteng Department of Social Development, growing Gauteng together.
All right, Peggy. I think we have heard you quite well there, and I appreciate. And from my own brother, Vusinko, says, good evening, Mfundisi. So I'm very, very sensitive issue. Mfundisi, let's all pray for them, those who are continuing to be rebellious to the instructions of the Lord God Almighty. Be blessed, Mfundisi. Mr. Nkosi, Vusi, ngiyabonga mfowethu. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Nkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. And of course, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. And of course, we also have also comments that have been made. And I'd like us to take this one. I'd like us to take this one and take it quite seriously. This is Also, Pastor James Clark, sent to us by Hofa Sithole in Botswana. Greetings.
Greetings, brethren, especially Pastor Ray, our faithful host, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I am Pastor James Clark from Sorori, Botswana. Today I want to speak to you about something that touches every one of us, self-will and the sovereignty of God.
Hmm.
The Bible warns clearly about the danger of self-will. Titus 1:7 warns that an overseer must not be self-willed, a warning that applies to every believer, because all of us wrestle with the temptation to say, my will, not God's.
Hey.
Proverbs 16:18 reminds us that pride goes before destruction. Pride is the root of self-will. It blinds us into thinking we know better than God. It takes us down a path of pain, and then we shake our fists at God, forgetting that we refused to listen when he called us to trust him.
Hmm. I hear you. It looks like you are quiet.
Greetings, brethren, especially Pastor Reen 18 reminds us that pride goes before destruction. Pride is the root of self-will. It blinds us into thinking we know better than God. It takes us down a path of pain, and then we shake our fists at God, forgetting that we refused to listen when he called us to trust him. Romans 1:21-28 shows us that rejecting God's truth leads us towards moral and spiritual decay. James 4 warns us that our planning without God's guidance is arrogant and evil. Why is this warning so strong? Because Jeremiah 17:9 tells us the heart is deceitful above all things. Our self-will flows from a heart that resists God unless his spirit changes us. Left to ourselves, we drift away from him every time.
And then it closes again.
Greetings, brother, at point in human history. Adam's self-will in Eden brought death, but Christ's surrender in Gethsemane brought life and serves us all as a model to follow. True freedom does not come when we demand our own way. We find true freedom when we say to God, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible reminds us again and again to this life of surrender. Philippians 2:13 reminds us that it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. He does not leave us alone in this struggle. Romans 12:1-2 calls us to present our bodies as living sacrifices and to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
Psalms 40:8, King David shows the heart of someone who delights in the Lord when he says, I delight to do your will, O my God.
Yes.
Your law is within my heart. Proverbs 3:5-6 encourages us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Friends, every day we face the same choice. Will we insist on self-will or will we bow to God's will? Jesus in Luke 9:23 says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Denying ourselves does not rob us of joy. It opens the door to pleasure. Taking up the cross makes life fuller as we walk with Christ. And here is the encouragement. When it looks as if the rebellion is winning, nothing can ever shake God's sovereignty.
Yeah.
At the cross, men acted in hatred, in fear, and pride. Yet that very moment became the victory of our salvation. If God can turn the darkest day in history into the greatest triumph, then surely he can take your surrendered life and weave it into His good, perfect, and eternal plan. When you surrender your will, you will find His strength, taste His joy, and discover true life in Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor James Clark. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. We're touching base on the issue of self-will.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. Welcome, Ruti.
I greet you in Jesus' wonderful name. My name is Pastor Zeke Seleka, and I'm trusting and praying to God that this message finds you in good health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And if not, I am also very happy to tell you right now that it is in God's perfect will for you to be in good health. And may I also add that it is not just a matter of will on God's side, but God also has equipped us with the tools for our recovery and to good health.
Mm.
And maybe before the message, let me just say a short prayer for you. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that God will touch every area in your life where you're hurting, and again, in Jesus' mighty name. And so, yes, guys, we need to be in good health so we can navigate effectively in our lives, providing for ourselves and for our families, and most importantly, carrying out our God-given assignments.
Yeah.
Having said that, please allow me to invite you to join me in today's topic titled Self-Will. Self-Will.
Hmm.
Allow me to propose a view to you that success in this life can never be guaranteed in whatever we do if we ignore the reality of dealing with self. I believe we can all agree that in the pursuit of our divine missions and callings, in our personal goals and ambitions, there is always going to be that place where frustration in the journey will result. And that frustration will result not because of an external problem or external enemy, so to speak, but it will result because of an enemy within. That unchecked character trait in me, that untrained conviction in me, this amount of ignorance in me that is going to become a culprit in the setbacks in my life, the choices that I make also, all of which sums up to my own will or self-will whenever I get to express myself. Sorry. And so there are times when we will need the help of God to come to realizing that the enemy on my path is myself or self. And I need all the humility I can find to admit and come to terms with that. And then when I can admit, I will be able to correct myself and bring myself to the place of alignment where I'm able to align my will with the will of God so that His will becomes my will. And folks, this is tremendous good and blessing when I am in that place.
Hmm.
But maybe before we conclude, let us maybe take ourselves through the mental grill, where we inform ourselves further with the knowledge and understanding. Understanding by informing ourselves that, say for example, my future success in what I do is entirely dependent on my dealings, on my dealing with the underlying condition in me called my self-will.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to repeat that so that we can hear ourselves clearly. I say, informing myself that my future success in what I do is entirely dependent on me dealing with the underlying condition in me called my self-will.
Mm.
Please let us look at a scenario in Scripture where things like that come to play. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, we see God telling Abraham to get out of the country of his birth and ethnicity and from his family. And maybe let's just read it as it is. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord God has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house,
yeah,
and unto a land that I will show thee. And when we follow the story, we find that Abraham in that scenario and the rest of the story must have struggled with the choice of God for his life, because it meant that he had to sacrifice his own choices or his own will, if I may say. And something that all of us have to deal with when it comes to God's call and will for our lives. We have to surrender something in order to gain something from the other side. Abraham finding himself having to surrender his ethnic identity, his cultural identity, even the land of his birth, because God has something greater for him and it wasn't going to materialize any other way. We see many characters also in the Bible that God dealt with, and the brief summary of of things in all those events is that people always win when they surrender their wills totally to God. People always win when they unconditionally surrender their will to God, because God's will for us is our perfect will. It is God's perfect will, and it is also a perfect will for us. John chapter 4:34, we see Jesus Christ himself saying, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me." And furthermore, we see him at the very end of his early earthly life, rather earthly ministry, rather earthly mission here on earth, having to deal with the realities in front of him and openly expressing to his father that if it were possible, and in God's providence, he didn't wish to go through all that he had to go through, all that was to follow, the mockings, the beatings, the arrest, the rejection, the crucifixion. But that was the cup of God for him. And in the process, Christ expressed that God's will, regardless, should be the priority. And the Bible says, after the Bible shows us after that conversation that an angel of God appeared and came to strengthen Jesus so that he will be able to journey through that.
Yeah.
In conclusion, guys, let me just say that the will of God should be the ultimate choice for all of us. But also, it is never going to be easy when we're working in that path. But when you talk to God about the journey, especially when things are difficult, God is able to come and give you the grace and the strength. And when he gives you the strength, the grace and the strength, you will be able to walk the journey of surrendering your will, putting your will in check, in alignment with the will of God, with God's perfect will. And when you do that, you become a winner, you become a conqueror. I pray that God will give you the grace to do that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti Slika. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more abundantly.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We are nearing the end of the show, and let me bring this to you, Apostle, when we talk about self-will. Also in Luke chapter 19, verse 14 says, "But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We will not have this man to reign over us.'" Now, self-will is also us refusing the Father to rule over our lives. We are so much depending on our own wisdom, even our own license, even our own rules. What say you there?
No, absolutely, absolutely. Fully agree with the word of God. Benevolent self-will always, always opposes, you know, the will of the Lord. It opposes the word of the Lord, you know. But I love the instruction of Paul, Havulela, about the overseer in the book of Titus, chapter 1, verse 7. Ore, an overseer must be blameless, number one, not self-willed, you know, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not greedy for money. So now, one of the qualifications of a church leader, very critical, a church leader must be humble and also submit to the will of God, you know, and as opposed to the destructive nature of self-will. But having said that, Joe, allow me to quote as well, Revelation chapter 2. The word of the Lord says, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." So, banabantate mudimu, botlo re thusa gore before ntate modimo a re judge before re tlhagella ke distraction re repente re boele back to the will of God. Lentse la modimo le tswela pele le re ntate modimo a re if you return to me I will return to you. So when you are self will jo o tsama o le one because you walk in rebellion, you walk in disobedience, and in ke botlhoko ka batho ba ba walking in rebellion. The Bible says the sin of rebellion e tshwana le sebe sa witchcraft sa boloi. So when it's self willed and o tsama ka rebellion meaning wena le balo into oro e balo ba tsa this ba elong ba tsa that you are in the same WhatsApp group. May the Lord help you to return to his ways. May the Lord also help you to come back to your senses and return back to the Lord. Find your way back to the Lord. Kuzo siza before each judgment. But also one last scripture that I feel is very important for me to read and to quote tonight. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 11. Urushi is loud and stubborn. Ibolela kamustadi who is self-willed. It's all loud and is stubborn. So there's an element of stubbornness and being loud and being rude, holy self-will. And ill her feet abide not in her house. So meaning this woman who self-will, who is stubborn, who is loud, mautohai a misa abona la tanda kon. Kune nyingoma iti ngicela ungincede ukuthi ngihambe la uthanda khona hayi la ngithanda khona because kaningi la sithanda khona khonale the traps that we don't see that the enemy has put for us to fall in. May the Lord bless you as you ponder on the word, as you ponder and also as you really decide to return back to him, to follow his way and come down and down to his from your high horses. Can you not over when we told so about and volunteer and choose one side. As much as you chose to be self-willed, you can choose the will of God over your will.
Now, much of the times, just before, much of the times we also see that what happens in many instances is that we become those kinds of people who go on to actually justify ourselves, and we hide behind messages like "Don't settle for less." You are determined. You are destined for more, your capacity is above your realization. All these messages that makes us to be greedy, all these messages that makes us to be somewhat self-conceited seem to be the cause here. What is your take finally?
Finally, my take is, you know, Joe, there's a sad thing that I see that is crept into the church, and we embrace it, more especially some of these things, the new age, you know, body, because people, babalela ka body self-affirmation, you know, both self-manifestation, manifesting this, manifesting that, because all this new age thing that we pick and think they are right, they are not the will of God. And those are the things that we continue to perpetuate it our self-will in the house of the Lord. But now we are not governed by those new age principles and guidelines. We are governed by the will of God, and the will of God is found in the word of God. We embrace the word of God, we find the will of God, we walk in it, and the benefits at the end of the day that we can receive from them. And the safety over and above everything. In walking in the will of God, there's safety and there's protection, and we will get to our destiny when we align with the will of God and his purposes concerning our lives for his glory.
Absolutely. When we align ourselves according to his purpose and his glory, we are able to find solace in the aspect of the Father ruling over our lives. 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 10 says, and it speaks so powerfully. It says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They despise authority. When we are self-willed, we are despising authority and we are walking according to the lust of the flesh. and according to a form of uncleanness on our part. And this is where we are getting it wrong. It says they are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Also, that has been spoken by some of our guests. It's important that we check ourselves, that we don't fall into that trap, and we check as to whether we are still standing right with the Father, because this is also visible in our impertinence or impenitence, sorry, and also in our hardness of heart. When they say someone is stubborn and very indifferent, you know, someone who refuses the call of the Father upon their lives, that is what we see as a form of self-will. May the Father help us so much so. And next week, we are checking as to whether what kind of times are we living in. We've heard many people talking about times. Others were saying the 24th. Others were saying all those kinds of things in September. They have disappeared, but they will reappear. Let me tell you, they're going to reappear. And but what kind of times are we living in? What does the Spirit of the Father say? And how should we be ready for the times that we are living in? It's something we are talking about next week. I want to say thank you to Maletati. Thank you so much to Radu. Thank you so much to Fasitole with Pastor Clark, Pastor Slick. Thank you very much also to Kwasi. Thank you so much. Thank you so much also to the servants of the Most High who really, really gave themselves time to speak to us even today. I really appreciate this so much. If I've jumped your name, I'm sorry, but you know, I had said thank you in advance. And Nontlantla ngiyabonga, everybody. Thank you, Rato Hufa. Thank you so much. And thank you to Maletsatsi. Thank you also to our wonderful contributors from Botswana. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. To Apostle Phumla Mfene, thank you so much. Apostle.
Hey.
Thank you. Muriti, I appreciate.
It's always a pleasure being on the show, missing our partner in crime, Muriti Makamo, missing in action tonight. But we thank God for the listeners and those who contributed to the success of the show. And may the Lord bless all of us and keep us and preserve us until we meet again next week, same time, same place. Shalom, shalom, and God bless.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much, Apostle, and much blessings to you. Right?
Amen.
And then, of course, also, thank you to Mfundis Makam. He will join us next week. It's just that we became so jammed. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him. Thank you so much. The people also on YouTube who are looking at us, we really appreciate. And we say, Tuda! Rabah!
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.